A proposed natural gas pipeline through southern Massachusetts looks increasingly unlikely. As WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports, two major utilities are now backing out of their current contract for the pipeline after a ruling against them by the state Supreme Judicial Court.
The gas and electric utilities Eversource and National Grid had teamed up with pipeline company Spectra Energy to construct Access Northeast. The pipeline would have enlarged, expanded, and upgraded the existing transmission line coming in through Rhode Island, carrying nearly a billion cubic feet of natural gas a day and adding two enormous liquid natural gas storage tanks in a Acushnet. The companies say the pipeline would have saved consumers $1 billion a year and more, mostly in winter when demand for gas is highest and pipeline capacity constrained. But the pipeline consortium wanted ratepayers to foot the $3 billion upfront construction costs. Last week, Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court ruled the finance scheme violated state law. And now the utilities have officially withdrawn the project from the regulatory process.
This does not mean that the project is dead.
Amy O'Hearn is a spokesperson for National Grid.
This means that it's just a setback for the project as far as we are concerned.
In prepared statements, the utilities say the High Court's decision was not a judgment on the benefits of the project.
Right now, what we're doing is we're reconvening and thinking about how and if we can go forward in the future with the pipeline.
This is a pretty huge deal.
Attorney Caitlin Peel Sloan is with the Conservation Law Foundation. The Boston-based organization led the legal battle against the proposed pipeline. Sloan says ratepayers would have borne the financial liability if the Access Northeast project went south.
And now that the Supreme Judicial Court says they can't do that, they're pulling the plug because it's too risky for themselves to fund.
Neither National Grid nor Eversource would say they would finance the pipeline themselves. Roger Cabral of Acushnet is with South Coast Neighbors United. It's a group formed to oppose the pipeline project.
We're cautiously optimistic, but we're hoping this is the end of Access Northeast.
The utilities had planned to build two LNG tanks in Acushnet. They'd be the largest on the East Coast, storing liquid natural gas. Cabral says tanks? No thanks.
They wanted to build that in a residential neighborhood, in an area surrounded by homes and hospitals and schools and children, and wildlife is important and wetlands are important, and they were just trying to bypass all of that.
But supporters of the Access Northeast pipeline say if the region had enough natural gas to burn in the frigid winter of 2013, instead of coal and oil, it would have saved the annual greenhouse gas emissions equivalent to those produced by 625,000 cars. But for now, the cost benefits are moot. The proposed pipeline, if not dead and buried, is most definitely dormant. For 90.9 WBUR and Bostonomics, I'm Bruce Gellerman.